Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. How may I help you?
Yes, who do you represent?
We are a third-party call center, sir. We do represent many of different products.
I got a charge twice on my credit card, and I don't even know who you are.
Yes, sir. May I have your zip code, please?
46385. It says quality care.
Just give me 1 second. And your first and last name?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to tell me who you represent.
We are a third-party call center, sir. We represent many of different products. I just need your name and your zip code just to pull up your account.
Okay, it's Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, Lucchesi, L-U-C-C-H-E-S-I.
Okay.
63, no, what's my zip code?
We're 6385.
Five. Yeah, 6385.
Okay, now can you verify your address for me?
It's 439 North, 475 West, Valparaiso, Indiana.
Okay, and I see that you had ordered our pods, the focus pods.
What?
You got the focus pods and the warranty.
What is a focus pod?
Earbuds. This was ordered on May 20th during the 14-day trial period, paying $5.97 for shipping and handling.
Not us.
So y'all don't remember this?
No.
Paying $5.97 for shipping and handling?
No, we didn't order. We did nothing.
Okay, just give me 1 second while I transfer you over to our fraud department.
Okay.
Orders fraud. I did not do it. I'm on credit. I did not get any earbuds.
I got earbuds, but they were from Discover, and they were for nothing.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna Mabley.
Where you paid $5.97 for shipping and handling?
I don't recognize the order.
Yeah, but I did not buy anything. That's $120 some dollars, $130 some dollars. I've never did order anything.
Okay, but did you pay the $5.97 on May 20th?
And these were for ear?
Yes.
It was automatically debited out of our checking account. I think it's fraud. We did not order it.
Okay, just give me one moment while I finish notating your account.
The $5.97, was that a shipping charge?
Yes.
Okay, but where did the other 100, this was on my credit card for Discover.
Yes, sir. In the terms and conditions, it did state that this was a 14-day trial period. And
No, they said that the earbuds were free from Discover for being such a great customer. And the shipping, the only thing I had to pay was the $5.97 for the shipping charge.
In the terms and conditions, sir, it did state that this was a 14-day trial period.
Well, then it's not a freebie, is it? You misrepresented, or whoever did, they misrepresented Discover, and I'm going to get back to Discover. But I'm, this is baloney. How do I ship them back and just, you can have them?
Well, this is just a one-time charge. You will no longer be billed.
One-time charge of $5.97.
No. In the terms and conditions, it stated that this was a 14-day trial period. And if you did not call to cancel within the 14 days, then you will be billed full price for that product. Because we just assumed that you liked it since you didn't call us.
No, I did not. If I knew that it was more than the shipping, I would not have purchased it.
Well, sir, you did agree to our terms and conditions.
Are you saying you're not going to do anything?
I mean, I cannot issue you a refund due to you agreed to our terms and conditions.
No. I didn't agree to anything. I agreed to pay the shipping. That was it.
But you did
That's
agree.
That's what I paid, and then I got roped into, not roped, I got swindled into, and if I have to press charges, I will. This is stupid. And especially to have it on a Discover site, they're not going to be real happy either.
Okay, sir, I can offer you a 35% refund and you keep that watch.
How do I send it back and get a total refund?
I want a total refund. There's no such thing as 35%. I do not want either.
Okay, what if I can offer you a 50% refund on that and you can still keep the AirPods?
I want 100%, period.
Okay, well, you would need to return the earbuds, and there is a $9.95 restocking fee, and that's going to be subtracted from the amount that I'm going to refund.
So, the $9.95 restocking?
Yes, sir.
That's on the earbuds?
Yes, sir.
And what was on the watch?
You only got the pods.
I got both.
You have both?
I got charged for both of them. Mm-hmm. I got charged $69.97.
Well, that's the warranty for the pods.
No. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to take it to my lawyer.
So I am issuing you your refund.
I want both the refunds. I was charged $69.97
and $64.97. Sir, I am refunding you that, but I'm just saying there is a $9.95 restocking fee that I'm subtracting from.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have email address?
You're
going to
get the
so I'm going to get the total of, let's see. $134.94. Less $9.97 or $9.95.
Just give me one moment.
Would you?
She wants them returned.
I got them right in the drawer.
Get in the
dress return. Yes, that's $131.94.
$131. I was charged
$66.97 and $64.97.
I was charged $69.97 and $64.97.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that's $131.94.
No. If you add.
Yes, and then I'm subtracting $9.95. So that would be $121.99.
Let me add the two totals that I was charged in my checking account. So $7.14, $19, $14, $13. So it was $134.94, and then you're going to subtract $9.95.
Yes, sir.
So 5 from 14 is 9. 9, 4. So it'd be $124.99 that you're going to put back in my checking account. Is that correct?
$121.99 is what I'm refunding you.
$121.99. Okay, and your name?
Secret.
Your name is Secret?
Yes.
Is that your last name or first name?
My first name.
What's your last name, ma'am?
Smith.
Oh, this sounds so bad. Okay. I really want to see the $121.99 back in my checking account. Otherwise, I'm going to go one way, and that's the only way I know.
Sir, you will see that within 3 to 5 business days.
I thank you so much.
Now, you just give me one moment. Just give me 1 second.
All right.
Okay, I did get that refunded of $121.99 in total back into your account, and that you should see that in your account within 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank. And I also did cancel this account for you. And I do have that cancellation number. Do you have a pen and paper ready?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that is C as in cancel.
Okay.
734-87.
Okay.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
So it's C87?
C-73487.
Okay, hold on. C-7-3-4-8-7.
And you would need to make sure that you send those pods back.
I most certainly will.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am.